ABC Radio Australia.
It's been several years since I first spoke to Cassetti Skeen, the alpine skier with Tongan heritage who set out on a mission to qualify for a Winter Olympic Games. And despite a series of personal setbacks and a small matter of a pandemic, he's still determined to fulfil his dream in Italy in 3 years' time. After not racing at all in 2022, Cassetti has set his sights on the World Championships in France later this month, and he hopes more personal best times. After suffering a serious knee injury in 2017, it's been a hard road back for the athlete who competes under the banner of the Royal Tonga Ski Federation. But as he approaches his 40s, he says his body is holding up well.
Funnily enough, I've had a bit of an issue with my ankle, but that's been more with running, and it's not really a problem with skiing, but it's made my off-season training a bit harder. But in terms of my knee and skiing, it's all good.
So all things being equal, what are your targets for the season ahead? What do you feel you can achieve in these World Championship races?
I had a race recently, and I managed to set a new personal best in terms of my points. I've got a couple of races coming up, and I'm hoping to set the bar higher again. And then I want to be able to go to France and really ski as well as I can. In my first two World Championships, they were quite difficult. The first one, I had a broken hand and I ended up crashing out. And in my second one, my main goal was to not crash out. So now I just want to be able to go and really attack the course at the World Championships. And then after the World Championships, I'm hoping to pick up a few races where I live in Sweden and enjoy the remainder of the season.
We're into the year 2023. The next Winter Olympic Games will be 2026 in Italy, jointly hosted by Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo. 3 years is a long time for a skier who I think will be 42 when the Olympics come around. Do you believe that you can make the Games, which of course has been your ambition for a long time now, and fly the flag for Tonga?
Yeah, that's still the ultimate goal. And I feel like I'm getting closer. Obviously, circumstances change. I have a young child now, so I'm balancing that responsibility with work and the ambition to ski. So that's all in the mix. Yeah, it's a balancing act.
Do you take inspiration from other sports? Because I'm thinking the Tongan Rugby League team has been rather successful of late. The Tongan Netball team has been doing great things. And the Tongan Rugby team, when they go to the World Cup, could be full of star names. And who knows what they might do. I assume from your point of view, you'd love to be part of that setup, as it were, to be a recognisable name in Tonga.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great to see other Tongan teams doing well in sport in general. So yeah, it's definitely a morale boost as well when you go out. You feel that contact.
How difficult has it been for you over the last few years with the injury and then with COVID and the other factors that you've mentioned? In terms of funding, how do you go about that? Who underwrites your activities? Because clearly being on the world circuit is not cheap.
No. And yeah, it has been really difficult over the pandemic with costs soaring, with things like testing. A lot of those costs go back on to either the athlete or the club or the federation. So we are lucky enough to have equipment support from Shuffle, who provide our race suits and clothes, and from Klinau, who are providing helmets and goggles, and Kessel, who are providing our skis. So we're sorted there. We're just looking for funds also to help us go to even more races and progress further and faster.
And are there other skiers still within the Tongan setup, as it were? Because there have been, I think, four or five who were looking to make progress. And I assume, as with yourself, COVID didn't exactly help. But are you alone in this campaign, or are there others that hopefully will make the Winter Olympics too in 26?
At the moment, I'm alone, but I think there are a couple of new talents on the horizon. So that would be great. One of the trials of my experience is often being a solo skier without the kind of camaraderie and support of other skiers around me. So, you know, I fully encourage and welcome anyone who wants to go down that road.
Have you come across other skiers who have Tongan heritage like yourself on the world circuit? Because at the moment, it seems to be the way that Tongan sport is going. I mean, the netball team, for example, is entirely made up of players from outside the islands. They'd love to have local players, but they just don't have the setup at the moment.
I've come across Tongans who ski or snowboard, but no one who wants to do ski racing. I've actually got a cousin who lives down in Queenstown who has a ski shop. They're big into their off-piste ski touring, heli skiing and that kind of stuff, which is a kind of parallel universe from the kind of tiny thin skis that I race on. But at the same time, it's the same sport. So I think the interest and passion is out there.
And snowboarding, of course, is an Olympic sport now. So maybe that could be another angle for Tonga to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. And surfing, for example, definitely transferable skills between surfing and snowboarding as well.
But as far as you're concerned, after the bumps you've experienced in the last few years, you're looking forward to a full season this year, and all being well, the countdown is on to 2026.
Yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed for a good season and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, Cassetti Skiing, he's a very determined fella. He wants to make the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. Under the Tongan flag, he was on there from his home in Sweden, in fact. He was actually born and brought up in London, but his family on his father's side are from Vavau and Tongatapu, respectively, in the Tongan Islands. So it'd be great to see Cassetti make it to the Olympics. Of course, Peter Tavatatua famously made it and did the bare-chested entry at the Winter Olympics and indeed at the Summer Olympics, because he's competed in both, one in taekwondo and the other in cross-country skiing. So, yeah, there is a bit of a precedent there, but Cassetti, he's a decent skier, actually. He's had some good results lately, so let's hope for the best that he makes it to Italy 2026.